With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Trackside, the Mounting Yard.
Mounting Yard time, best bets right around the nation. Of course, if you like to shop early, sen.com.au/tips. The earlier we get out of bed, traditionally the earlier they go up. But occasionally, I won't lie, D-Tag, it's normally the latest.
Yeah, I'm normally reasonably late too by the time I get it out. But they get there eventually.
They do. Take it away, man. What do you got?
Look, not super keen today, team. We'll try and chip away at them with same race multis, but I wouldn't be truckloading any of the bests. I'll put it that way. Geelong on a heavy eight. Race 6, number 5, looks the best on the card there for Charlotte Littlefield. This is a horse at the end of last prep. I thought was running superbly in at Sandown by Elsie May and also ran in behind a horse called Perfect Ending. It's had a little bit of a freshen up. The jump out looks solid enough. There's money on, drawn inside. And more importantly, too, it looks like a horse that can handle the heavy. So race 6, number 5, Regal Vow. Let's go to Coffs Harbour. Race 4, number 2, Uncaged. Really battled to find a best up here. The win of this horse last start in a 58. It had 59.5 kilos here. It goes up a couple of kilos, but it finds a very, very similar race. Should only improve from that. I don't think there's anything going well enough in the race to beat it. So race 4, number 2, Uncaged. And then I've taken a big risk up here at Mackay.
Mm-hmm.
Race 6, number 2, Harch Road. Now, this is a horse that had one start, ran at Townsville, ran behind a smart one, then went to Rockhampton over the 1,200 and bolted in at $1.18. They tipped it out in June. They've given it a freshen up. It's come back and had two trials, and it goes first up here. Now, the Blonde Goddess is your favourite, which won at Rockhampton on debut over the 1,100 and won its maiden by two lengths. And they're both going to want to try to find the lead. I think the first preparation might shine out. And even though it is first up here, the Blonde Goddess, I'm hoping, has a case of the second up syndrome. You can back it each way. $5.50 and $1.95 in race 6, number 2, Harch Road. So if I'd be multing them up, I'd probably take Arch Road the place and the other two to win if you were going to have a multi, but it's one of those days today. It is as tough as old boots.
All right, Coffs Harbour for me is where I'll start. Race 3, number 2. Yuraka's your favourite, drawn nicely, but I'm going to take Lenati. Oh, I'm going to take Lenati. Was okay last start at Corindai. Scone prior to that. Of course, soft track won't be a concern. It's one on the soft, although you know, I think it's an okay track. Soft 5 or soft 6. I think soft 6 currently. $3.40. It's going to go forward. Hopefully control the race. Yuraki, interesting to see where it goes from that gate. But I'm with Lenati. So race 3, number 2 is where I'm going to start at Coffs Harbour. Race 6, number 5, the Extreme Cat. Used to be a Mar Eustace horse. This is just better than them here. Now, right now it's $2.30. Resumes, it's jumped out, looked okay, will go forward, track no concern, 1,000 metres, the Extreme Cat I think will be well and truly too good for these horses, but you have to probably shop now because I think they'll really come hard. It's not a major price as it is. Now, Geelong, as Milo did allude to, please be careful because my bets are later in the day, but we're currently on a heavy eight, Milo. If the rain continues to roll on in, who knows where we're going to end up, but it is Regal Vow. You and I have the same thought pattern. Resumes today. Better races last start. Heavy won't be a concern at all for it. Charlotte Littlefield, stables on a fair bit of a heater. Of course, big day Saturday for Charlotte Littlefield and the crew in the Sandown Guineas. Jai McNeil takes the ride there. And then back-to-back favourites, race number 7, number 8, Regal Zoo. Drawn a little awkwardly. Think it's going to go back anyway. Bit of speed in the race. So I think essentially it's able to run over the top of them. You know, it hasn't been on a heavy before. That's going to be the question mark. So don't dive in. But I think best horse in the race is Regal Zoo. And Mackay, race 3, number 2, Know-It-All Jack. Going to take this favourite on. Ryan Riggins takes the ride. Can lead. I think control the race. Was decent at Mudgee last start. New stable. I think it's going to be fairly good after a little fresh, and 1,500 minutes will be nice. So race 3, number 2. Joe, Know-It-All Jack ends the mounting yard for us.
What I've done is I've just multied my 3 best to place, and you can get $4.50.
Now, you did that yesterday. How'd you go?
Yep, and that landed.
You got it?
Yep,
perfect.
Yep, that landed, even with the scratching. So that's where, I mean, I'm having a run of about 3 or 4 weeks where I'm getting 1 best and 4 running second, and which means I'm seeing them okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just not winning.
You're making money.
So I said yesterday we took them as a place multi. So the smart bet for me, if you want a best bet for the mounting yard, take those 3 all to place for $4.50. That's my best bet of the day.
And the fact is, a perfect example in the first there at Coffs Harbour is that you sort of shopped around a little bit. There was Exotic Milo, and you're able to get a result.
The only thing about punting is. Let's say you're like in that race, and I tried to explain this to Benny yesterday too, is in there are ways that I was investing 50 on Dark Hero, and then I invest 50 on the same race multi at $2.40, and I'm getting my 50 back and a little bit of change. So I've had a crack at the race. I'll leave without damage done. And that's the whole point's trying to limit damage today, and that's why it's not a pull-the-trigger one. It's sort of nibble, 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 see how we go.